So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Ready to go? Chickens?
They're a-clucking.
Other animals? And action!
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
We are so back. Good morning, Rockaholics. We've missed you. Danny, Steve, it's great to be back in a room with y'all.
Oh, I'm so fired up. It's good to see you guys.
It's also Danny's birth week.
Yeah. That is very true.
Danny's going to turn 21 again Friday.
Which anniversary of your 21st birthday is this?
You know, Steve, that's asking a lot of math. But
fourth.
I would say
it's
probably
a fourth.
Okay.
Are you actually turning 39?
I am turning 39.
The big 39?
It's my last year my 30s, guys.
I have to say, compliments. You're the youngest 39-year-old I've ever met.
Oh, thank you.
You're also the only 39-year-old she's ever met.
She was 39 once, Steve.
Feels like yesterday. Well, it's so good to be back with you guys.
Is it back? Oh, wait, no. We are back. It's not working.
What?
Dang it.
Okay, never mind.
Were you going to do welcome back?
I was, but my box is broken on the first day we're back.
Well, go figure.
I know, right?
Well, let's get into the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and today it's National Apple Pie Day. I feel like we should be done with these damn treats.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like last week was kind of apple pie's moment. Like, yes. Maybe a different pie could be this week. I don't know.
Last night was the final slice of Thanksgiving Day pie consumed in our house.
Wait, the whole Costco one got eaten?
Oh, that one's gone for a while. This was my wife's pumpkin pie that she made. So we finally had our final slices yesterday. It was pretty exciting.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so it's a very gluttonous couple of days off, that's for sure. I don't know if you noticed this online, but there's a lot of talk about Green River killer Gary Ridgway might be near death. And state corrections officers have said nothing has changed with his condition, but there's a lot of rumors that are going on, including Dave Reichert, the former sheriff, said he can't confirm it, but he has heard some rumors as well. A lot of people believe that when that time does come, of course, he's going to be going to the grave with a lot of secrets. If you don't know, Gary Ridgway was the Green River killer, he's a serial killer with prostitutes back in the day. Would you say, if you were putting together a list of the most infamous, not famous, but infamous, so famous for bad reasons, people of the Pacific Northwest, where would he rank?
Oh, he's got to be like top three.
Okay, who else would you put?
Obviously, Ted Bundy.
I feel like Ted Bundy, Gary Ridgway, they're your one and two.
Oh, absolutely.
It sounds weird saying if we're making a Mount Rushmore of infamous Pacific Northwest people, but I would say those two have the top two spots.
Without question.
Who else would you put on there?
Oh, God. I don't even... Who else would I put on there? Those are just the two that I can think of right
They don't
now.
Have to be serial killers. I was thinking, okay, Colton Harris Moore.
Oh, that's a great one. The Barefoot Bandit?
Yeah.
Nice.
Amanda Knox.
Oh, yeah. Because she went...
What's that?
I didn't know she was from here.
Yeah, she's from Seattle.
Oh, wow.
She's still around here. She's tweeting. She's writing jokes. Cool. It's crazy.
We live in a fun neck of the woods.
One more, which is not Seattle, but Pacific Northwest. Tanya Harding.
Oh, very wow. good.
Yeah, so I'm torn. Like, who do you take out? I might put Tanya ahead of Amanda Knox. Because Amanda Knox, I mean, was she, it's not her fault that she was infamous, right?
I guess.
Allegedly. Okay, you probably watched a documentary about her, I got to imagine.
For sure.
All right, well, anyways, that's what's going on in the world of infamous people from the Pacific Northwest.
Amazon has this new service coming out in parts of Seattle and also Philadelphia that they are calling Amazon Now.
Now.
I did see a little notice on my phone for this where you can get 30-minute delivery for an extra fee. It's $3.99 if you're a Prime member. If you're not, $13.99. And that covers things like groceries, small electronics, using nearby mini facilities to speed everything up because Amazon keeps pushing for these faster delivery options nationwide. $3.99 for a 30-minute delivery, I feel like that's a good deal.
Would you do it?
I mean, I have a feeling that I'm outside of this window considering I live in Stanwood. I can't imagine that anyone can get to my house in 30 minutes.
But if they could, would you take advantage of this?
In an emergency situation? Absolutely.
I feel like right now I wouldn't, but of course there'll come that moment where you're just like, I just need this X, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
But that's a lot of pressure to put on these poor drivers. I mean, the holiday season, from what I hear, the Amazon drivers, not a fun time.
No.
I mean, they're already using, like, water bottles to take care of
going
to the bathroom. Now, if all of a sudden you put that kind of pressure...
Be kind to your drivers.
Yeah, I would not want to step foot in that van.
No.
All right, now let's talk about this Bothell family. I saw this story, and I was like, I can't even imagine going through this. They're driving somewhere around Leavenworth. They're in their SUV when a boulder hit their car, the size of a small car. That's how big this boulder was. It had a slam to oncoming traffic. Thankfully, there were a bunch of good Samaritans that were able to help the family climb out of the broken window. Obviously, they're very rattled. Their middle child ended up with a bruised liver, but thankfully will recover from that. And the parents said at the moment keeps replaying in their minds.
Oh, that would be terrifying.
Yeah. That's just, I mean, whenever you make that drive back from like the Eastern Washington, there are some parts where you're just like, I'm putting a lot of faith in like man-made freeways.
For sure. Right?
You know what I mean?
This is that time of year where it's the absolute sketchiest.
Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 45 degrees. Going to be a cloudy day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Steve Miggs, after a couple days away, I was excited to come in and see how Coats for Kids is going. And it looks like we are less than $100 away from hitting $13,000 on our way to $50,000.
Oh, man. Rockaholics, you've been stepping up huge. And thanks to some Rockaholics like Chris Alvarez donated $100. Mark Ryan donated $50. But then you got to give some love to Fine HVAC or HVAC. How did he go with that? Do you go HVAC or HVAC?
I think HVAC.
Okay, so Fine HVAC donated $500. If you got a business, you want us to give you some love, like Fine HVAC, just make a big donation.
The finest in HVAC.
The finest of all Fine HVAC.
$25 equals one brand new winter jacket for a local child in need, and you can make that happen at KISW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The chaos of holiday shopping is in full swing. And for a lot of people, it really kicks off with Black Friday. And according to an NBC News report, this past Black Friday was a record-breaking day.
Oh, there we go.
After a record-breaking Black Friday, shoppers are filling their carts for the king of the online shopping season.
Also, do we believe it was a record-breaking, or is every year record-breaking?
I think every year it's record-breaking. New record broken.
I have to say, I was very surprised to see people waiting in line outside of the South Hole Mall, like, overnight. I was like, oh, people are still doing that.
Yeah. In 2025.
Yes.
Cyber Monday expected to bring in over $14 billion in sales this year. What experts say you'll find the best deals on apparel and computers. And retailers are hoping to add a new spin to their sales events, leaning into artificial intelligence. In the weeks leading up to peak holiday spending, ChatGPT maker OpenAI partnered with Walmart and Target. Let's say I'm a little bit overwhelmed at which plushie I want to get my 10-year-old nephew. Well, I can ask ChatGPT and say, hey, I'm looking to buy a really cute toy for my 10-year-old nephew, and it's going to give me some suggestions. At the very bottom, it'll even say Target, and you can shop right in the app on ChatGPT. Man.
They're personal shoppers now, too, these robots?
Well, I checked with them, and I plugged in some information about you guys just to see.
Stop.
Well, I was like, you know, I don't know what to get you guys.
Oh, no.
So why not let the robots figure it out? So I just said, hey, can you figure this out? And I described who you guys are. So I'm looking to buy Christmas gifts for my friends Danny and Taryn. Danny is an emo music-loving, beer-drinking, green chili-eating dude. Taryn is a farm girl, hippie music-loving, fan of drinking wine. What should I get them?
Oh, no.
What do you think they wanted me to get you?
I'm guessing it's something to do with alcohol.
Yes, a hip wine decanter.
Ooh.
Also, I like this one. Music is my love language tote bag.
Definitely need one of those.
And then a Brubaker wine bottle holder cow. See, it looks like a cow, and it's holding a bottle of wine. I mean, it's perfect.
That would honestly go very well with my kitchen decor.
Well, it's only $29.99, so... And then for Danny, it offered up a Black Parade ceramic mug.
I think he already has it.
Yeah, it works best with tears.
You too could get a Music is My Love Language tote bag.
I'm good. I don't need a tote bag.
And then a Respect Your Elder emo coffee mug.
Wait, are we going
the coffee mug?
I love it. I don't know. No, it's an easy gift to get somebody. Everyone loves a good coffee mug, right?
I guess
the robots are really nailing it.
Yeah.
So what did you end up getting for Black Friday? Did you do some shopping?
I did. I'm on my phone. I'm like, should I do it? Should I not do it? I didn't go to Black Friday. It was more Cyber Monday.
Nice.
Or now it's like Cyber Wednesday. I think I have till the 7th on some of these deals. I went on the Nike app. And I found a pair of sneakers that I really liked, and they were only $63.
Wait, are you shopping for yourself for the holiday shopping season?
I'm shopping for me so that my mother-in-law will then reimburse me because she's like, I don't know what to get you. So either I'm giving you cash or buy something and I'll just give you some money for
it. So does she wrap it or do you wrap it?
I get the box and I think I hand it to her.
Oh my God. Surprise, Steven.
That sums up the Christmas gifts that my wife and I got each other. She's ordered a bunch of stuff and I'm like, just give it to me. I'll wrap it.
Oh, that's fantastic. I like the program you guys have.
The deal was so good, I bought two of them in two different colors.
Wow. Are they both coming from your mother-in-law?
I'm not sure. I think one definitely is, and then half of the other will be. I like to cap it at no more than 100.
Are you just sitting there just with so much excitement and wonder, just so curious what's in these boxes?
I'm just so curious what she's going to get me. What about you? Did you get anything?
No, I was in Mexico, so I didn't do any shopping.
Okay.
I literally, we flew in on Friday, flew back yesterday. I skipped all of the big shopping, you know, excursions and things of that nature. Didn't buy a thing.
Some say you're a hashtag blessed for that.
it was kind of nice to have a year off.
Yeah, I know. It's just a freaking, you get inundated with these damn emails. I'm still like, I give myself like 30 minutes. I have like 100 junk mail emails like these Cyber Mondays. And this. All these emails just keep coming in and text messages too.
It never stops.
Danny, what about you? Did you buy anything?
I bought all the things. And also, I would like to go back a second and Taryn, surprised that you bought stuff for yourself. Yes, Taryn, that's all I bought was for myself.
Really?
Because that's the only day of the year that you get discounts on things.
Yeah, I feel less guilty.
I bought shorts for emo night. I bought MXPX new gear, Christmas gear. I bought...
Wait, MXPX had a Black Friday deal?
They did.
Son of a...
I bought wood for my little solo stove so I could have more bonfires on my patio and fire starters. What else did I buy? Oh, I bought the Portland Cherry Bombs crew neck that we all wanted.
Was there a Black Friday deal on that?
No, but I just got in the mood.
But that doesn't count. Now you're just listing things you just purchased.
I bought it on Friday because I was like, this is the day to buy things. So I bought everything.
Wow, you guys really spoiled yourselves.
I bought new pants.
My mother-in-law spoiled me for Black Friday, Taryn.
Yes, she did.
The Daily Migs Show.
Like these two guys, if you took advantage of any Cyber Monday or Black Friday deals, we want to chat with you right now. Call 206-803-ROCK. If you made any Cyber Monday or Black Friday purchases, 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls after Foo Fighters. A lot of folks end up taking advantage of Cyber Monday deals, Black Friday deals. So if you're one of those people, call up now because we want to chat with you. And the number is 206-803-ROCK. Nicole, you are in Tacoma this morning. We don't want you to say the amount of money that you spent on it, but we want to know, what Black Friday or Cyber Monday deals did you take advantage of?
So it wasn't actually me who took advantage of the Cyber Monday deals, but it was my mom,
okay,
who is a Grammy to 11 grandchildren. And her grandchildren that are actually able to ride, she purchased 7 electric scooters for her 7 grandchildren.
7 electric scooters.
Yes.
So how old are these kids around age range?
So the ones that she bought them for are range anywhere from 5 years old to 11 years old.
Okay, that helps. Because I'm picturing like the Lime scooters. I'm like, oh my goodness, does she need a GoFundMe set up to afford this? Okay, so electric scooters.
No, but two of them are adult scooters, adult electric scooters, and the others are more for kids.
Ooh, okay, let's maybe start with how much do you think she was spending for the kid scooters?
Ooh, like each?
I say each, because I mean, I don't want to do that kind of math.
I'm going to say...
For the kid scooters, how much do you think they were?
$125.
$125 for one scooter?
Yes.
Danny, what are you thinking?
I'm going to go with $79.99.
I'm going for the kids ones. Sorry, $67.
No!
Okay. Yes. How much were the kid scooters?
So the kids' scooters were right around $120.
Whoa!
Oh, man.
Okay, so then the adult ones. The adult ones, okay, what do we think that is? More like, I'm going to say $179.
Oh, $179. Danny, what do you think?
I was going to go with $175.
$175?
Their price is riding this.
You know, okay. I'm gonna get a little ballsy on this one. I'm going to go
$200. Okay.
All right, Nicole, how much were the adult scooters?
The adult scooters were $149.99.
Ooh! Grandma is just making it rain.
I love it.
Yeah, so roughly around $800 for all 7 scooters.
Did she get gifts for the other kids, or are they going to start feeling neglected?
The other kids are teenagers, so they just want the cash.
That is true. That is a very good point. Grandma, I don't need a scooter. Give me $120.
Wow.
Well, happiest of holidays to you, Nicole. Thank you for sharing with us.
Yep, you too, guys.
All right, so let's see. Now, we know, Danny, you bought the most stuff. I said I spent $60-something for my Nikes.
Yeah.
So let's try and guess how much he spent on the things that he bought. So what was the one thing? Let's give us one of the things that you bought.
Okay, so I bought one thing that I didn't mention. I bought new pants. So I bought 5 pairs of new Dickies.
5 pairs of pants? How many Hoochie Daddy shorts did you buy?
I bought 5 pairs of those.
Oh, my God.
I bought a new wallet. I bought a Portland Cherry Bombs crew neck. I like
how much? Well, I'm just, are you cosplaying as the members of all the members of Blink-182? Why do you need that many Dickies?
Because they came in different colors, Steve, and they were on sale for 30% off.
Oh.
When they normally cost like $40, they were like $20.
See, well, I mean,
it's like they're free at that point.
Exactly.
It would have been financially irresponsible to not buy 5 pairs of pants.
Tom DeLonge would have called him personally to say how stupid of a decision he was making if he didn't buy them.
I'm going to guess you spent on yourself $280.
Okay.
No, I'm going more than that. I'm saying he, because I mean he didn't get the Portland Cherry Bombs sweatshirt for a Black Friday deal, so he had to pay the full like $70 for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going $420.
$475.
Oh, Danny,
dude. Yeah, well, you know.
I can't wait to find out what he's buying us.
I saved. What is Linda getting? Anything?
No.
Your love and affection?
You know what? She needed to log on and get her own stuff. That's how Black Friday works, okay?
It's all about you.
You know what? She actually does get a gift. She gets a gift of Sexy Danny and all those dickies.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could take down Steve Miggs this morning? This man who currently has 371 wins, 129 losses, and 105 ties on the year? 206-803-ROCK is the number you should call if you'd like to play Beat Miggs at 650.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.